And welcome back to Grasp the Situation.
After listening to a conversation between Robert and his mother, we asked you to complete our poll on Twitter. Did you see how many votes we ended up with?
Yeah, 257. That's awesome. Thanks everyone for your participation.
But let's see how you did. This poll required you to think back on our previous episodes where Robert revealed other symptoms.
We asked you to choose the best answer that logically explains what's going on with Robert. The first choice was that Robert is physically ill. Only 9% of you voted on this one. The next option was Robert has a girlfriend.
19% of you said that this is what's going on with Robert.
Our most popular answer, the third choice, was that Robert is depressed about Trump. 40% of you chose this option.
Robert is on drugs or alcohol was our last option, and 32% voted for this one.
Now, what we want to know is how you came up with your answer.
More specifically, what symptoms led you to the most logical response?
If you go back to our earlier episodes, you'll remember that we discussed two types of symptoms.
The early warning symptoms, which signal a potential problem, and the here and now symptoms, which signal a present problem.
The here and now symptoms could be what you considered when you made your choice in the poll.
Remember when Robert was moping around aimlessly, or when he started stumbling around in his speech?
He also could not give names of his courses, but still regularly attended a campus church group.
He soon withdrew from his parents more.
And he kept his door closed and was on the computer all day.
Then, in our last episode, we found out that Robert has been experiencing headaches and is also frustrated with politics.
So, what led you to the most logical reason for what's going on with Robert?
It is so important to go over your process to see how you came to a conclusion. So please email us your answer at grasp.thesituation@yahoo.com.
The first person to respond gets a free copy of Grasp the Situation.
Additionally, we will respond back to everyone that emails or tweets us with their own conclusion.
This concludes our podcast series on Robert.
And now I want to hear from you. We're interested in collecting stories that reflect your experiences.
By now you understand how to recognize symptoms of a problem.
And you've likely reflected on your past experiences when you either successfully or unsuccessfully grasped the situation.
And we want to hear about it. If you'd like to share, be sure to email us at graspthesituation@yahoo.com.
Or you can talk to us on Twitter at grasp_situation.
Until next time.